Education Secretary Arne Duncan says his visit last year to a village in southwest Alaska has affected his view of rural education and what must be done to help rural students. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Secretary Duncan spoke before a U.S. Senate committee Wednesday about the No Child Left Behind education law and how he wants to change it. The secretary visited Hooper Bay in August.
I gotta tell you, that visit impacted me deeply. That and a visit to a school in Indian country in Montana, Northern Cheyenne, I've had some extraordinary days over the past year, but those are two that are always going to stick with me. And to see the struggles of those communities, to see the lack of resources and what we need to do, I just want to give you my personal promise that I want to do everything I can to help those children be successful.
The White House wants to overhaul No Child Left Behind as it comes up for reauthorization to the point of changing its name, a move that's typical when a new administration comes into office and seeks to put its own stamp on federal law. But Senator Lisa Murkowski and others who represent rural states are concerned the proposed changes won't fix problems faced in small communities. She sits on the education committee that questioned Duncan Wednesday and said some of the solutions to help struggling schools won't work in places like Hooper Bay.
So when we talk about the options, replacing the principal, rehiring no more than 50% of the school staff, I mean, this is our problem. We can't keep good people there.
Murkowski asked how much flexibility districts and states would be granted. She says Hooper Bay has fallen into the low-level needs improvement status of No Child Left Behind for 6 years. Fewer than 30% of students were deemed proficient last year, and only half of students graduated. Duncan agreed that keeping good teachers in rural communities is a huge challenge and needs to be actively fought.
And so I can't push this hard enough. We want to put a huge amount of resources on the table. I think teachers who go to Hooper Bay or go work on an Indian reservation, we should pay them more money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about money. We need to do lots of other things. We need great principals. We need to pay principals more money and keep them there. But we treat all these jobs as equal. And when you go to a place like that, that literally doesn't have running water, they actually in Hooper Bay did have teacher housing, but huge, huge challenges there. The school I visited in Northern Cheyenne country with, you know, massive teacher turnover. How can students learn when every year, every 2 years, you know, it's a whole new team there?
And you're never so able to build a relationship or any kind of trust with the teacher or anyone within the administration.
Exactly. So I think we haven't, this is, Senator, I just want us all to think about this. I think as a country, we've lacked total creativity in this area.
Murkowski noted it will take more than money and asked for flexibility from federal rules when dealing with unique challenges. Duncan agreed.
Absolutely, you know, I'll give my commitment. We'll absolutely try and do that. That's the right thing to do. And let me be clear, it's not just about more money. It's about creating a climate and environment in which teachers and principals want to do there. What about as a country, what if we had some schools of education specifically training teachers to go to rural communities, specifically training teachers to go to the heart of the inner city? You know, what's our pipeline of talent of folks where this is their heart, this is their dedication?
One of the toughest mandates in Alaska of No Child Left Behind has been a requirement that teachers be highly qualified in each area they teach, a huge challenge in rural communities where teachers tackle multiple subjects in sometimes many grades. Secretary Duncan says the Obama administration hopes to change that by instead focusing on evaluating teacher effectiveness and looking at whether students are learning and improving rather than judging teachers' qualifications. Senator Murkowski has introduced her own bill that would rework No Child Left Behind. Her office says she hopes to incorporate elements of it into the bill that will eventually come before the Education Committee. As to what the Obama administration will call its version of the Education Act, Duncan has said he'd like suggestions from school children around the country. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.